Lesson 1. The Telltale Heart. Edgar Allan Poe. The adjective telltale means revealing, obvious, betraying. In this classic psychological thriller, a man is betrayed by the sound of a beating heart, a telltale sign of his guilt. Guilty of what? Of nothing short of cold-blooded murder. A good story, Edgar Allan Poe said, should be readable in one sitting and have a compelling plot. The Telltale Heart more than satisfies both conditions. It is barely 10 paragraphs long and breathlessly exciting to read. It is told by an unnamed narrator who tries very hard to convince the reader that he is not insane, that he is merely extremely nervous, troubled by an affliction that makes him sensitive to everything. To prove his sanity, he relates an event from his past. In a nutshell, he committed murder for the flimsiest of reasons. His nervousness made him do it, he says. I am not crazy, he insists. At the time, the narrator lived with an old man who had a horrible pale blue eye. The narrator hates that eye, cannot stand looking at it. So what does he do? One night, he drags the sleeping old man out of bed and suffocates him. But just before he dies, the old man wakes up and lets out a terrified scream. The narrator chops the body up and buries the remains under the floorboards. Almost immediately, he hears a loud ticking noise. Can it be the old man's beating heart? Then there's a knock on the door. It's the police, alerted by a neighbor who heard a scream. The narrator acts cool at first. The policemen believe the made-up story he tells them. But that beating heart, that terrible ticking noise gets louder, louder. Surely the police must hear it too. And then? I won't spoil it for you, but by all means, read this famous story. The contemporary American writer Joyce Carol Oates calls it a work of genius, utterly convincing in its pathology and in its obvious zest in its pathology.